Elu v'elu, ein metamin. Both of them, there has no tumah. Rabbanu, we're not goes a tumah. Whether the liquid that a tful yom touches, or the liquid that comes out from a tful yom. But v'shar kol ha-tumayim, any other person's tumah, ben kalon ben chamun, whether the person has a tumah kal on it, or whether it has a tumah chamur, we'll soon see what that means. Mashken hayotzimen, the liquid that comes out from them, is kemashken hagayaben, has the same malach as if the liquid that they touch. And what does that mean to say? V'yelu v'yelu t'chila. Both of them have the loch of t'chila v'rishon l'tuma. Chutz min ha-mashke shuvav ha-tuma, excluding the mashke itself, like the zav itself, that has a din of an av ha-tuma on it. So Kabbonim, it says clearly here that the mashken ha-yotzin is kemashken hagayaben. So it means the mashken that comes out of a mace has loch as if a mace touched that mashke, the vav it's tuma. So how could the Brayse before say that kol mashkin ha-mace is t'orim? Here it's mashmino, the mashkin, the liquid that comes out from a mace, has the same halach as if the mace himself touched it. Now that's what the Gemara just said, chutz min ha-mashke shuav ha-tumo. So Rashi explains that that's going on, kugoin shleishim mayonis ha-zav, hamnui mesech the nido, the three mayonis that come out of the zav himself, just like the zav is nav ha-tumo, so the mashke that comes out of the zav is also nav ha-tumo. And that's halach of Zoivo, his zoiv that comes out of him, Roiko, his spit, Umeni Raglov, the Shechvazaroi, Shokolodom. They also have a loch of an avatoma. We learn out from them, Tiafinu may Roik, the Sivichi Yorikazav. So just like Roik is in the Sagla, gets together in the body first and it comes out, the same thing Roik and Meraglaim of the Zav, it also has like an avatoma. My core point in the Kasha Posh is that the Mashkin Ayetzim and Amei should also be Tomei. So the more explained now. What does the Brayse mean, my kalin or my chamurin? What does it mean a tumas kal, a simple tumor, and a tumah chamura? My lav doesn't mean to say kalin means sheretz, vizav. That means a person has a tumah sheretz on him, a person that's a zav, that's called tumas kalin. And the chamur means mace. So with this part, those all the kashi, you see clearly tumas the mace, also the lochri is that the mashkin, the liquid that come out from his body, has a loch like tumay mace, as if the mace touched it. So Zaka the Bryce before said that mashkin ayotze is tor, here's mashkin's tumay. So where says, no, that's not the pshana Bryce. I tell you, loy, kale means over here sheretz, a tumas sheretz. The chamurin means zav, only a zav and not a tumas mace. Senech Rami, by a mace, the loch is the mashkin ayotze is tor. So more explains why. Maish no zav. How come by zav we say any mashkin that comes out of the zav is his tears? Or his saliva? The goz rubei rabbona bona medik zeir has loch of a tumor on it. Or maish no mace la goz rubei rabbona. So why don't the bona make the same zeir by a mashkin ayotze and a mace also? That the tears that come out of the mace should also be tummy. So more says no, there's a big difference. And I'll tell you like this, that Zav deloy bedili in shiminei, a Zav that's a regular person, a live person, people don't stay away from him. Therefore, Gozra be Rabbon, the Bon had to make Zeris here, that not only is the Zav himself Tomei, but even the Mashkin, even his tears that come out of his body is also Tomei. Mashenkein a mace. The bedili in shiminei, people stay away from a mace, they know not to touch a mace. And therefore, Gozra be Rabbon, the Bon, they don't have to make Zeris to say that the Mashkin hayetzim and a mace is Tomei. Senech Nami, the Bryce before is right, that the mashkin, the liquid that comes out of a mace taker is tor, and only by his zav did the Rabbanan make a gzeirah to say that his mashkin ayetze is tummy. Now it says in the Mishnah that dam hanitis v'shalasakin, that was a machlokes. The dam that spritzes away from the shchita, is there a mitzvah kisa that or not? The most important Rabbanan one like this. The Pasuk says v'chiseihu that you should cover up the dam. Malamit shedam ha-nitis v'shalasakin chayev v'chasois. That's the Tanakhama's pshat, that there's a mitzvah to cover up mashm all the dam, even the dam on the sakin, or even the dam that spritzed away, also there's a mitzvah to cover it. On this, Omer of Yudhi says, Amos, when is there a mitzvah to cover that dam? Only bisman shein shom dam elhu. That's the only dam that's left. As the other dam got lost or something, this is the only dam left over, so you have the mitzvah to mechata this dam. Abba, what's going to be Yeshem Dam Shloyu? You have other dam around? Then Potem Lachasa, if you Potem from covering this dam, the dam Alasakon or the dam that spritzed away. Most of the time, another Braisam, the Chisei, the Potem says to cover it, Malamit shekol domoi chayv lechasois. That's the Tanakama, that all the dam that comes out of the chay, all the yerk, is a mitzvah kavva. Mikanomus in this, we learned the dam hanitas, the dam that spritzed away. Rezashala akfayim, as even Rashi says, that means koisle beis hashchita on the sides of the walls of the neck of the animal, the beis hashchita, the dam over there, is also chayv lechasois. You have to make sure it falls on the ground and cover it up. That's the Tanakama, that is a mitzvah to cover up all the dam. This Omer Shimon Gamliel, that the Nedivor Mamurim, when was it said, Shalekisa Dam HaNefesh, if you did not cover up the Dam HaNefesh, that means the dam that comes out when the animal actually dies, the Dam HaNefesh, Avakisel Dam HaNefesh, but if you already covered up the Dam HaNefesh, then Potol Mechasle, then there's no more mitzvah Kisli, you don't have to cover up the rest of this dam. So it comes out, like Rashi says, really, there are Sholosh Machlekes, and there are three Machlekes over here. Says the Rabbon and Savri Kula Boy Kisi. The Rabbon knows all the dam that comes out by the Shechit of a Chayer and Oif needs Kisa dam. Ulu Rav Yehuda, Afilu dam anefesh le boy Kisi Yele Mitzosai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even the dam that comes out when they really die, the dam anefesh, all you have to do is just be mechas a little bit of it. The mitzvah Kisa just to make a Maisa Kisa on even a mix of dam. You become the mitzvah. That's, yeah, that's why it says the dam anitis is proto. And on this, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues and says, no, the dam hanefesh, that's kula boy kisei. See, if what's on the sakin or what's spritzed away was from the dam hanefesh, that you have to be mechasa. But if it's not from the dam the behemoth really died from, then there's no mitzvah kisei. So Moran says, the mitzvah kisei goes to machoikis. Rabbon and Savri, domai means kol domai. All the dam is a mitzvah to cover. If you just saw, but domai means no, that's a little mix of them, even a little bit of the dam, as long as you made a ma'aseh kisui and became the mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw that dam means hamiyuchad, a special dam. What does it mean, dam hamiyuchad, a special dam? Means a dam hanefesh yoytzeh, but a dam that the animal dies with. So only on that dam is the mitzvah kisui a dam, not on the other dam. Now the Mishnah says, ba'meh mechasin, v'meh mechasin, like what type of material can you use to be the kind of the Mrs. Kisi Adam, what exactly do you have to use to cover up the blood? And with what could you not? It will Rameh Ein Mechasin, you're not the kind of the mitzvah. So Mishnah says, Mechasin Bezevel, if you use like the junk that comes out of an animal Bezevel, but it has to be Hadak, like the fine dung, that you could use for Kisi Adam. Uvachel Hadak, or else you could use fine sand, that's also good. Uvesid, who did you could use lime, and over charsis, charsis Rashi says that chikas chrosim, that's like chopped up pieces of earthly kalim, so that's so called the charsis. Over levono, and you could use a brick. Over magufa, or else you could use like the cover. Magufa Rashi says shapia chovius, a cover that you use for a barrel. Shekotchon, that you chop them up. So kitza comes from an earthly ware. So since it's earthly wheel, it could start out from the earth, and now it's shekotcha, and you chop them up, you could use this for kisiyadam. Avulein mechastin loy bezevel hagaf, but you cannot use like coarse dung for kisiyadam. And hu adin v'loy b'chol hagaf, you cannot use coarse sand, thick sand, you can't use for kisiyadam. V'loy b'leveino, and uva magufa shlekotcha, you can't use the brick, or else the earthly cover, if you did not chop it up. If it's in a big piece, you cannot use it for kisadam, only if you ground it up like into powder, then you could use it. Now, v'lo yichaf olav es hakli, you're not allowed to just cover it over with a kli, that's not the mitzvah. V'lo yichaf olav es hakli. Now, klal omer Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel says the klal, that god dover shemagaldo boy tzmochim chasen boy, anything that plants could grow in, so that material you could use for kisi adam. But for shayna and megadu tzmochim, any type of material that plants cannot grow in, is a mechasim boy. You could not use that substance, that material, for the mitzvah of kisi adam. Now the Gemara will explain. Heichi dom yichul hadak. What's considered fine sand that you could use for kisi adam? What's called chul hadak? So Amar Rabba Babachonom Rav Yechanon Kol Shein HaYotzer Tzorach LeKotchoy. That means when the potter, when he wants to make his pottery from this type of sand, he doesn't have to crush it. So So that's enough, fine, to be mekayem the mitzvah of kisya dam. Now, v'yiki d'masna lo ha-seifa. Some learn this halacha on the seifa. That what the seifa says, avulein mechastin loy bezevel hagas, v'loy bechol hagas. You cannot be mekayem the mitzvah of kisya dam, not with coarse dung, and not with coarse sand. The hechi dam echol hagas. What's called coarse sand, too thick, that you cannot be mekayem the mitzvah. And on this it says, that Amar Rabba Babachon, Amar Birchanon, Kol Shahayotzer, Tzoruch Lakotchoi. Any time that the potter still has to crush it down, so if it's not crushed enough for the potter, that's called Chol Hagas, that's possible for Kisyadam. So Morris says, my B'nai, what's the difference between how you learn Pshat Mitzvah, whether it goes on the Reisha, whether it goes on the Sefer, my B'naiu, who both ways are saying the same Malachim, that if the potter still has to crush it, it's not fit. And if it's crushed enough, it is fit. So Morris says, no, even now there's a difference between how you learn this halacha, whether it goes on the ratio, whether Rabbi Babachon is going on the ratio, is going on the sefer, the tzorach for like tzorach, the mifrach afruche. The nafkamina is, that means you do have to crush it, you don't have to crush it. And it's mifrach afruche, means the yad with your hand, the crush is more. So Rashi says, according to the first lashon that says, ain tzorach, as long as you don't have to crush it more, that's called chol hadak. Here also, this would be mutter for kisyadam, because the maitza, the potter, does not have to crush it more, he could use it the way it is. But according to the second lashon, it says, kol zman, he could do a little bit more, it's still called gas. Here also, the maitza, he could do a little bit more yet. Sure, it could be used the way it is, but still he could do a little bit more, so it would be considered chol hagas, and it would be possible for kisyadam. That's nafkamina, whether this type of sand that could be crushed for the potter, but really doesn't have to do it, would that be kosher or possible? Now the Gemara says, turn around, but like this. V'chisei, the Pasuk says, and he should cover it. So yoch, yichasein, banovim. I would have thought to say maybe he could even cover it with stones, bavonim. Or yichapo, lo betekli. Or else maybe it's enough just to turn over a vessel over it, to cover it with a vessel. Tamulem, the Pasuk says, no, b'ofor. You have to cover it with the dust, b'ofor. Now, v'yem li'yela ofor, maybe only real dust is good. Minayim l'rabbi zevel hadak, how do we know to say that the fine dung is also good? Zevel comes out of manure, comes out of an animal. Or else v'chol hadak, or else the fine sand, how do we know that's good? Or schikas tavonim, if you have crushed stones, or schikas chasis, or crushed pottery, that's made from earthly, or else an uras pishtin, or else fine scraps of flax, nuras pishtin daka, fine scraps of flax, how do we mechas with that also, or else, on the surois, shokhar